is necessary. If it's necessary, we'll do that. We're going to take over that piece.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Langley had a terrifying hit mark Wednesday. But that does not mean a boost on the ground in Gaza. It does not mean American taxpayers will be funding this effort. It means Donald Trump, who is the best dealmaker on the planet, is going to strike a deal with our partners in the region. But partners in the region condemned the idea, including Jordan and Egypt, the two neighboring countries Trump is pushing to accept Palestinians. Jordan's King Abdullah met Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in Amman Wednesday, the same day that top Palestinian officials met Egypt's foreign minister in Cairo. They stressed the need for a two-state solution. So did United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
It is vital to stay true to the bedrock of international law. It is essential to avoid any form of ethnic cleansing.
Saudi Arabia, the geopolitical and cultural leader of the Arab world, said on state TV that their support for Palestinian statehood is, quote, firm, steadfast, and unbelievable.